Welcome to the Positive Solutions for Life podcast. I'm Peggy Meyer, and I'm so excited you are here. If you're like me, you are living a good life, but you're striving for something more, something better, learning and growing, trying to improve and uplevel your life, your business, your health. From goals to habits, productivity to time management, and a whole lot of growth mindset in between. Look no further for positive solutions for your life than here to help you transform from the inside out so you can truly live the life you desire. Think for a moment of a bus. Think of your life as a bus full of the various people in your life, all the experience that has shaped you and all your personalities you express through your thoughts and feelings. With all these different sides of you and the people on the bus, can you tell me who is driving your bus right now? Who is in control of making the decision of where you are going? Let's talk for a moment about the other people on the bus. Your friends, family, boss, coworkers, neighbors, acquaintances. Jim Rohn has said, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. What are these people doing? How are they influencing you? Your actions, the language you use, your job, your education or career, and your values. How are they influencing what you eat, how you spend your money, or if you exercise or not? Let's say you have a goal of saving money for a vacation or remodeling your house or investing in your future, and you have a friend Bob or Susie on the bus that loves to play golf on the weekends, and they sign you up for 3 or 5 golf tournaments that cost at least $200 each. How are they driving your bus? How are they helping you reach your destination? Or maybe you have a desire to get healthy, lose a few pounds and exercise more, but your workplace often hosts luncheons and coworkers often bring cakes, cookies, and donuts in, and there seems to be a candy dish on everyone's desk. How are these actions influencing your behaviors? Who is driving your bus? It is easy to see that there are many people on your bus from your life that have their own set patterns and roads they typically go down. I bet looking at all the other people on your bus, you would have a good idea where they would take you. But what about you? You take up the majority of the seats on the bus. A seat is saved for each one of your major life experiences that has influenced the direction of your life. This could be a trauma event or a glorious event. It could be an accomplishment that you've had, or it could be one of your darkest days that you've decided enough is enough. I'm going to stop doing whatever I'm doing that is getting me in this spot. All of these experiences from your past shapes your thoughts, feelings, and actions you take right now. Your personalities that come out through your moods and thoughts also take up many seats on the bus. Stressed out Sally, angry Angie, negative Nellie, pessimistic Pete, fearful Fred, resentful Ricky, they all have seats on the bus. What other feelings do you have that drive the decisions you make on a daily basis? If any one of these personalities or feelings are driving the bus, do they take you where you really want to go? What if stressed out Sally is driving? How is she driving? Is she careful or spastic and frantic? And is she calm or on the verge of road rage? My guess is spastic and on the verge of road rage. It's everyone else's fault she is late. If you're like me, I would want to get off that bus right now if stressful Sally is driving. What if fearful Fred is driving? Would he be too scared to even go anywhere, to even start moving the bus? Or would he be driving so slow, or maybe just avoiding any road with traffic? Would you get to your destination? How do your past experiences influence your feelings? If you were traumatized by stressed out Sally driving the day you were in a car accident, would fearful Fred jump into the driver's seat when stressed out Sally got on, just so he could make sure that she didn't drive or anyone else? Who do you want driving the bus of your life? I want to be the driver, but I want certain parts of me, certain feelings to drive my bus. I want confident Carl or hopeful Heidi or fearless Francis to be driving. I want my future self to be driving the bus. My future self that holds all my dreams, desires, goals, and visions for where I want to be, what I want to do and accomplish, and who I am becoming. I want that future self to be driving the bus. I want accountable Amy to be riding shotgun and gatekeeper Greg to be keeping the other people who don't have my future in mind, as well as my own sabotaging personalities, in the back of the bus, not in the driver's seat. The driver of your bus needs to be your future self, who you want to become, the legacy you want to leave behind. How do you want others to feel and think about you? That person needs to drive the bus. So, how do you get your future self on the bus and in the driver's seat? In Dr. Benjamin Hardy's book, Be Your Future Self Now, he outlines 7 steps for being your future self. Step one, clarify your top three priorities or purpose. Create 1-year goals for each of them and rank them as to which one would create the biggest impact for your future self. What do you want for your future? What are your goals, dreams, and desires? You have to start with the end in mind. Step two, eliminate lesser goals. Lesser goals are anything that does not take you towards your future self. Your behavior and results reflect your commitment. What are you committed to? Are you committed enough to your future self to uncommit to what you're currently doing? Step three, elevate from needing to wanting to knowing. Needing is that you have this unhealthy attachment to something. Wanting assumes that you don't possess what it is that you want. Knowing is this notion of believing and accepting what you want is already yours and you are grateful for it. It's the concept of be, do, have. Be your future self now so that you're doing the things your future self would do and you will have it. If you want to be healthy and you're operating from the state of health, you will make healthy choices. You will eat the proteins and the vegetables and exercise so that you have the energy and vitality you want in the future now. Step four, ask for exactly what you want. This is the notion that ask and you will receive. Often people are afraid to ask for exactly what they want because they don't think they can get it. But you will get what you ask for. It's like the law of attraction. Step five, automate and systemize your future self. This is about getting crystal clear on your future self objectives, simplifying them, and figuring out how to automate your habits and routines to get you there. And this can also be getting the right people to help you. For example, like getting accountable Amy to ride shotgun and gatekeeper Greg to keep those that are not helping you get closer to your goals and dreams, your future self, at the back of the bus. Step six is schedule your time around your future self. Your schedule reflects your priorities and what you're committed to. So when you look at your schedule, what are you committed to? Do you need to uncommit to some of those so that you can be your future self now? It's like golfing every weekend when you know you want to save money and spend more time with your family. If you're doing that, you're not committed to your family and you're not committed to saving money. Are you regularly missing your workouts or going through the drive-thru because you don't have time to work out or cook at home? That's what you're committed to. Your priorities are not to exercise and not to eat healthy. And these choices won't get you to your future self. Step 7 in Dr. Benjamin Hardy's book, Be Your Future Self Now, is aggressively complete imperfect work. This is Parkinson's law. Work fills the space you give it. If you give yourself a deadline of a week, it will take you a week. If you give yourself a deadline for the end of the day, you will get it done by the end of the day. This is the done is better than perfect. Your best work now is going to be different than your best work your future self will create. But your future self will not be able to create it if you don't put the work out there today. So you have to try things. You have to put things out there. It doesn't have to be perfect. Done is better than perfect. If you wait and give yourself, well, it has to be perfect before you get it out, it might take you a year. And here you are a year later and no progress has made. You are not any closer to your future self. So give yourself a deadline, stick to it, make it short, get your work done so that you can learn from that and create better things in the future. So in summary, you have many people on your bus. You have lots of friends, family, coworkers, and all your past experiences that have shaped your personalities, your thoughts, and your feelings. They are all on your bus. But you are the driver. You decide who is qualified to drive your bus, who is able to get you to your destination, your future self. Work hard to determine who is qualified to help you be your future self now and do the work. Clarify your goals and priorities. Eliminate lesser goals. Act from the state of be, do, have. Ask for what you want. Automate and systemize and schedule your time around your future self. And get to work driving your bus. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found some value, insights, and something that resonated with you in today's show. If today's show spoke to you, would you please share it with a friend and go over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening from and subscribe to the show so that you can be the first to know when new content and episodes go live. While you're there, would you please give it some love? Please like it, comment on it, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much in advance for taking 2 minutes of your time to do this. Your likes, comments, and reviews really help get the word out to more people who need to hear there are positive solutions for their life. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever is your favorite platform, and let's have a conversation about today's show. Thanks for listening and have a great week.